Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
It's coming up on 8:50 and time now for the pre-opening commodity markets. And with our report, here's Dave Dickey. Morning, Dave.
Good morning, Jay, and good Monday morning, everyone. Cash hog prices in the Midwest direct markets today are called steady to weak amid uncertain demand ahead of the Memorial Day holiday weekend. Terminals are called mostly steady with a few weak tones. Top prices are expected to be from $53 to $56. Peoria is called steady today with a top price of $53. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct hog report for Friday, May 16th, negotiated swine purchases were 10,755 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $69.50 to $79.73. The weighted average was $77.86. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $52.02 to $63.27. The weighted average was $59.94. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 18,602. The base price range was $71 to $83.75, the weighted average $80.38. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $54.67 to $62.95, and the weighted average was $59.92. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good Monday morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. While things are looking a little bit better in the near-term forecast, we do have some light precipitation heading across Illinois and towards the western portion of Indiana for early today, but we're not looking for major amounts of precipitation. It does look like aggressive planting will occur across much of the Corn Belt over the upcoming couple of days. There will be a few disturbances that bring some minor delays in some areas, but we're not looking for widespread precipitation. And we're also expecting things to warm up, and warm up considerably is what we need, as freezes occurred from portions of North Dakota and through Wisconsin this morning. Temperatures as low as 26 degrees in a few western Wisconsin locations. Temperatures not likely cold enough to threaten crops, but again, we are in bad need of more warm weather across the area. And again, today's forecast is a little bit more favorable for planting than the forecast that was offered by the computer models last week. No rain will fall in the eastern Corn Belt Wednesday through most of the weekend, although it does look like there will be a chance for a little bit of light precipitation in eastern parts of the Corn Belt over the towards the end of Sunday, but just light amounts. So some showers tonight and tomorrow in the lower portion of the eastern Corn Belt will induce some short-term delays. Western Corn Belt showers and thunderstorms will begin to develop a little bit more often this week, but field progress will advance around the showers until late this week and during the weekend, when thunderstorms become a little bit more significant across portions of the plains from Nebraska and Kansas in through Wisconsin. High temperatures will, again, start out the week a little bit on the cool side, mostly 60s and 70s, a few 80s in the west, and even some 50s from far northern Minnesota in through the western Great Lakes. Warming will occur this weekend, and highs will be generally in the 70s and 80s. As far as the Delta in the southeast, planting conditions improved across the Delta and much of the southeastern states over the weekend. Mostly dry conditions noted from the Delta, while 70% of mostly light rain occurred in the southeastern states. The Delta in the southeast will continue to see mostly favorable planting conditions over the next 2 weeks. Situation will prove ideal for the Delta, where the months of excessive rainfall have left field work far behind the normal pace, and the weather pattern expected over the next 2 weeks will favor the much improved field conditions that should support more aggressive field work. Occasional showers are expected, but the showers are expected to be very light and only cause brief delays in field work, while the southeastern states receive most of the meaningful rain. Some other areas that are in their growing season, as far as China goes, showers and thunderstorms occurred throughout the southern, east central, and northeastern portions of China over the weekend, while the lower Yangtze River Delta region and the northern parts of the Yellow River Basin were left mostly dry. Conditions will continue to be mostly dry across China through at least the middle of the week and towards the end of the week. The environment close to ideal for planting and the early season crop development there. A period of drier weather following the widespread rain that fell over the weekend will be ideal for spring planting and early crop establishment in northeastern China. Meanwhile, winter rapeseed harvesting and winter wheat maturation will advance favorably through the balance of the forecast period. One other area, just quickly looking at South Africa, no significant rainfall yesterday. A few showers will occur this week, but they will be brief and light, having only a small impact on field moisture and field work. However, any precipitation across South Africa would be welcome in the winter wheat areas. Some local improvement in planting prospects will occur after the rain, and a few early planted wheat fields will benefit greatly from the moisture. Unharvested summer crops will not be significantly impacted by this week's rain. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City July wheat opened at 826 and a quarter, up two, last trade up 5.5. September, 835 and a half, down a half, last trade up four. July wheat at the Chicago Board of Trade opened at 776 and a half, up one, last trade up 2.5. September, 791, up one, last trade up a half. July corn opened at 587. Down four, last trade down 3.75. December, 612 and a quarter, down 4.5. Last trade down 4.75. July of 2009, 640, down 4.5. Last trade down 4.5. July beans opened at 1377 and a quarter, down 3/4. Last trade down 19.5. November, 1344, down 5.25. Last trade down 16. July of 2009, 1370 1/4, down 16.5. Last trade down 18.25. July soybean meal opened at 348.10, down 190. Last trade down 690. July soybean oil opened at 61.52, down 33. Last trade down 53. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it's been sort of a newsless, fundamental newsless weekend, more or less. I mean, we could debate whether or not Argentina producers allow crops to go to port later in the week. I suppose we could talk a little bit about what NAS might come out with this afternoon and whether traders are going to begin to focus their attention on emergence rates or not. But generally speaking, it's a quiet day.
It's very quiet. The Argentine farmers called off their strike a little bit earlier. They're going to get back together with the government here today. Supposedly, they're trying to make the first concession and see where that takes them, but it doesn't feel like the government wants to back down much, so anything could come out of that. I don't know that I've got a good feel in what direction that wants to head us, but it was why I think we were down 18 to 20 cents last night in the bean complex. Corn-wise, you've got plantings, estimates coming in 75 to 80. I kind of lean towards the 80, and I'm not sure that's going to matter a whole lot. You mentioned emergence, and I think that is what they're going to concentrate on. Once you get 80% planted, and especially with the weather forecast, should allow the rest of this corn to get planted over the next couple of weeks. I don't think anybody's going to put too much emphasis on that side of it anymore. It's going to move towards the emergence and how's the condition of the crop once we get it going. Did we get it planted in too wet conditions in some of these areas, and how does it look like it's going to progress? I think that you probably have a marketplace that tries to work its way back up, but we're in a sideways pattern on corn, and we jeopardized breaking out of that to the downside last night, and it's been a fairly extensive sideways pattern dating back to April 1st. If we break out, we could see a fairly harsh move one direction or the other. Today, I probably lean towards breaking out to the downside, and the thing I like is that we're sitting here at 612 on December futures, and your average insurance payment is roughly 540, so you're well above those numbers. If we should break out to the downside, it's time to get caught up on sales there. Beans, on the other hand, we're at 1333 versus the insurance number of 1336, so you can basically lock in your insurance guarantees today, too.
You look at that July corn chart, and overnight we dip below 5 May at 584. I suppose that would be your first warning level.
That'd be the first one. I think you get through the 79 level, then you have definitely posted, if we can get a close below that sideways pattern, and that's dangerous to that market, in my opinion.
Wheat market finding a bottom?
Oh, I don't know that it's found a bottom, Dave. It's tried to turn back up. We got it pretty oversold. I think you bounce it back maybe towards the $8 mark, but I think you got some more work to do because I think you have to work it into feed rations. We're starting to see some of that in the southeast where they're buying wheat cheaper than they can buy corn, being they can get it trucked in a lot cheaper down there. So I think we'll see a lot of wheat fed in areas where they're raising wheat, and some of the early wheat's going to go that direction down the road. I look for those wheat basis levels to come back, and wheat's going to have to do some work to get down to feed numbers.
CME Group Livestock today?
Oh, the Cattle and Feed Report had huge marketings, much higher than what they anticipated, came in at 110. I think it was 111.
111, I believe.
Yeah, is what the marketings were. But placements are still running pretty high out there. Placements came in at 98% above expectations. So the cattle farmers haven't totally given up yet. I'm thinking this cattle market's in for a nice little break here near term. Hogs, on the other hand, look like they still want to work their way higher yet. I'm still going to go friendly on the hogs, and they were up a little bit in the overnight session.
Thank you much, Brian.
Thanks, Dave.
Brian Maple of F.C. Stone & Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois.